Well, thank you for agreeing to share your memories of Roswell Pits and Meadows. Could you tell me your name and when and where you were born?
My name is Jeanette Blake. There's an old family in Ely called Blake, and I'm one of the last surviving members. A grandfather was involved in the furniture trade and had shops on the Four Hill. Yes, I was born in Ely. My mother was not English. She was born in Damascus, Syria. But my father, as a soldier, went out there and met her and brought her back to live in Ely. We had my father's parents lived in another big house on the Lynn Road. We were only a few hundred yards away from it. And those grandparents ran the furniture business on Ely Four Hill. My father used to work at the Ely Beet Sugar Factory at Prickwillow. He used to cycle there in all weathers, including the winter, very bravely. And one of his favourite walks was round the pits. We used to walk there, usually on a Sunday afternoon, usually himself and my father. Mother was not quite so brave. She didn't walk as far as we did. I remember when we walked round, there wasn't really a formal path as I remember it. I think it was a bit wild. I think it got wilder as you went further along. I remember reaching a point where there were many briars and we decided not to try and go any further. When we looked to the left, we could see the water of the pits. We could see little mounds where bits of vegetation were growing. We could hear the odd plop into the water where wild fowl would jump off the little islands and escape into the water. There were dragonflies, lots of insects, lots of natural sounds. And it was a delight. There weren't so many people around. It wasn't cultivated. There was no yachting club. It was just a wild, natural corner of Ely.
And what sort of time would this be?
It would be 60 years ago.
Right.
Fifties, yes. Yeah. Perhaps a little bit earlier than that.
Can you remember any workings on the pit at all, or evidence of workings?
Not at that time. As far as I remember, we stopped going round the pits, I think, when it became owned by the yachting club. That, for us, it spoilt the natural environment of it. I think the banks were tidied up, etc., and it wasn't as we had remembered it, so we stopped going round there. It was a regular walk.